97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Storms across the South are responsible for multiple deaths. Five are confirmed in Kentucky, where crews are trying to restore power to some 130,000 customers. WKYT-TV's Samantha Valentino's in Lexington speaking with the power authority.
KU has about 500 crews that have been working to restore power, but they're adding even more crews.
Crews from neighboring states that are here to help us. And so when they get all active, we'll have a couple thousand folks that are busy with the process.
Spokesperson for KU, Daniel Lowry.
Please be patient with us. You know, 3 or 4 days is way too long to be without power. We understand that. We're trying to get folks back.
The crews are meeting at the Kentucky Horse Park before rolling out to restore power.
And it's not just there. This weekend, hundreds of thousands of people were without power as a winter storm hit Metro Detroit. And that's on top of a whole lot of people who lost power 1 week ago after storms then. DTE Energy President Trevor Lauer.
We have one of the largest electric grids and also one of the oldest electric grids. And I use the analogy of roads all the time. You know, you need to rebuild it. We need to continue to invest in it.
Outside Chicago in Bolingbrook, Illinois, police say two adults and a child were fatally shot in a possible home invasion. Another woman injured in the shooting has been hospitalized. Police there say they do not have anyone in custody. There have been clashes for months between police and demonstrators at the site of a proposed public safety training center in Atlanta. WANF-TV's Asia Wilson says protesters are back.
We've heard popping noises in the area. It sounded like firecrackers at one point, and another point it sounded like gunshots. We're still working to find out what that was. Now, we saw what appeared to be smoke in the sky. It hovered over the wooded area. Eventually, we saw fire trucks coming down the road, followed by a number of Atlanta SWAT vehicles going in and out of the woods.
Now to South Carolina, where authorities have charged a woman for terminating her pregnancy through abortion pills she allegedly obtained illegally. It happened in 2021, but a warrant was obtained a year later after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Heather Bowers, a state representative, criticizing that charge.
Most people who have an abortion, they already have at least one child. So threatening to arrest them, jail time, having a criminal record, doesn't just hurt them, it hurts the entire family and community.
Overseas in Sydney, Australia, 50,000 people marched over Sydney's Harbour Bridge in what was called the Pride March to celebrate the LGBTQIA+ community and to demand more global equality. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Nature Valley Crunchy Bars are the snack for out there. You know, the place where you hear sounds like this. And this. Oh, and this. Nature Valley. Life happens out there.
Navaj helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. Navaj is good personal hygiene and can help you stay healthier. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navaj. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 6 a.m. this morning. Mixed precipitation possible at times today, otherwise cloudy skies. High of 36, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight, lows around 23. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. So Russia is hoping to attract 7 million conservatives. Putin is just, you know, coming right out and saying it. You know, we love Republicans. We love conservatives. And if you're not happy with your country, you know, the United States specifically, tolerating the existence of gay people and trans people and lesbians, come to Russia. They're illegal here. It's against the law to even talk about it. No problem. We've got a paradise. But plus, we're officially a Christian country here in Russia. Now, you may have to switch to the Russian Orthodox Church or face a firing squad. But hey, come on over. I'm serious. This is a absolutely remarkable quote. This is as the result of a conference held in Moscow. This is from RITMEurasia.org. As a result of a conference held in Moscow on February 14th, that was what, about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, dedicated to ideological immigration to Russia. They're calling this ideological immigration. They're looking for immigrants. They've announced the creation of the coordinating headquarters for assistance to immigrants from NATO countries, which includes the United States. The main task of this is to be the resettlement of residents of the United States and the European Union who are friendly toward Russia. There's a group called A Just Russia for Truth, and the coordinating head of that, a guy by the name of Dmitry Gusev, who is a member of the Duma, one of the members of their parliament. He said that he wants to help those who want to consciously move to the Russian Federation as an incentive for resettlement in Russia. Now, get this. This is, you know, really exciting. I mean, you know, we should probably tell Julio. I mean, he's in, where, Bulgaria, I think. This is even better. As an incentive for resettlement in Russia, Gusev, at the end of January, proposed to provide migrants from the USA with 10 hectares of land. I think a hectare is bigger than an acre. I can never keep that straight. Anyhow, 10 hectares of land, hoping that up to 7 million people could take advantage of this offer. So, number one. And I've got a candidate for somebody who might be the perfect person. Marjorie Taylor Greene at CPAC opened the conference this morning with a rant about President Zelensky of Ukraine, lying through her teeth that Zelensky has said that he wants American soldiers fighting in Ukraine. He has not only not said that, he has gone out of his way to say we don't want American soldiers here. But this is what she said. She said, and I quote, Zelensky wants our son and daughters to go die in Ukraine, end quote, at which point the whole room erupted in boos. And then she went on to say, no money to Ukraine, and that country needs to find peace, not war. And while I will look at the camera and directly tell Zelensky, you better leave your hands off our sons and daughters because they're not dying over there, end quote. And, of course, that got a round of huge applause. So, you know, it's not just tankies on the left. I mean, actually, the tankies on the left are a small minority on the left. The right, Moscow, you know, Russia really is embracing the right, the Nazi, the neo-fascist right here in the United States. It's pretty breathtaking. Another quick story, and then I'll get back to your phone calls. Well, actually, two more quick stories and get back to your phone calls here. On Anything Goes Friday, Jackson, Mississippi, Dateline Jackson, Mississippi, Jim Crow is alive and well. This is from Amy Vanderpool's Shiro.substack.com newsletter. And she's noting that residents for years of Jackson, Mississippi have had unsafe drinking water. They have to use bottled water to drink, to cook, and brush their teeth. This is a town that's about 83% black. And the Republican-controlled House of Representatives in Mississippi just passed House Bill 1020, which would expand the... Now, the Jackson is also the capital, and so the Capitol Police are there to police the Capitol, but it would expand them to give the Capitol Police, who are under the control of the virtually all-white Republican Party in Mississippi, give them control over the entire city of Jackson. And it would also establish a court system comprised of Republican-appointed judges. And to go on, the new plan would create a new emergency manager, the board, or Snyder, Rick Snyder, that's right, in Michigan, in the Republican governor of Michigan when he was, governor, and he took over Detroit, and he started with Benton Harbor and then Flint and then Detroit, and installed emergency managers who basically, raped the town, took the taxpayer money and tried to turn them into little right-wing zones, cut taxes and stuff like that. The board will be overseen by 9 appointed board members that will oversee the city of Jackson, and they will be appointed by both houses of the Mississippi legislature and the governor, all of which are controlled by mostly white Republicans. Wouldn't surprise me if it's entirely white, but I just don't know right off the top of my head about Mississippi. A white conservative Mississippi Supreme Court justice, Chief Justice, would handpick the 2 supervising judges for the district. Mississippi's Attorney General, who's also a white Republican, would choose the local prosecutors and the public defenders. And the newly expanded Capitol Police Force, which would be responsible for the entire city of Jackson, would continue to be led by a white police chief who would be supervised by the state's white public safety commissioner. The citizens of Jackson would no longer have a say in electing any part of their justice system that represents their interests. Jim Crow is alive and well. And in Wisconsin, I'm ranting about fascism here and, Nazism, and here we go. They're principally putting these ads on Facebook to Wisconsin residents, but this is a direct attack ad against Judge Janet Protasiewicz. I don't know how to pronounce her name, I'm sorry, but the progressive who is running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She's running against a hardcore right-wing conservative. And it accuses her of being lenient on criminals and, quote, putting our families at risk. And then she says, this ad says that George Soros is the mastermind behind America's crime wave. It says, quote, Soros dumped over $40 million into placing radical activists in our justice system. Today, 1 in 5 Americans lives in a territory controlled by a Soros-funded prosecutor. George Soros, of course, being when the Republicans want to say Jews, or the international Jewish conspiracy, they use George Soros's name. So that's what's going on in Wisconsin. And the judge, I don't think, is even Jewish, but hey, George Soros is bankrolling her, so it must be bad. Anyhow, picking up your phone calls here, Gordon in Los Angeles. Hey, Gordon, what's up? Gordon, your phone is breaking up badly. I'm going to put you on hold. Gordon's on line 4, Joyce, if you can find out what's going on with him. Let's try Ed in Chicago. Ed, let's see if we can hear you.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, that's working. Okay, so it's Gordon's phone, not ours. So what's up, Ed?
All right, great. Well, I was just thinking, when you fill out your taxes, you can check off that box that asks you if you want to give $3 to the National Election Fund. I would give $3 to send conservatives to Russia. That would help all our friends who are.
We need to start a GoFundMe site.
Oh yeah, that way the red states wouldn't have to separate, and you know our people on our side who are stuck in those states. They, you know, yeah, I'd be more than willing to help them along.
Well, you know the reason why Steve Bannon got convicted by a court and was going to go to prison until Donald Trump pardoned him. I believe he was convicted. Fact check me on this, but I believe he was. Was because he was running this charity nonprofit that was collecting money to build a wall on the southern border, and he was paying himself millions of dollars out of that charity. And you know, maybe we could create a GoFundMe site, and I could, you know, suddenly become a wealthy person.
and actually do it though. That'd help us all. So listen, the reason I'm calling is I wanted to thank you for your book. I hear the music.
You got 15 seconds. Yeah, which book?
Okay, the book Walking Your Blues Away. Synchronicity. I gave away a copy, and then this week I actually had to use that technique myself. Works wonderfully well. My question is, though, in that book, did you ever meet up with that lady in the drugstore again? Did you ever run across?
No, I didn't. Thanks, though, for the plug of the book. And thank you. I'm sorry we ran you right up against the break there. I thought you were done, you know, with your suggestion. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. Anything goes Friday.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com, makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million-plus consumers served to date. And Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get your home projects done right. Louise and I bought a fixer-upper a few years ago, and Angie helped us fix it up, make everything repaired hassle-free. Angie gets the stress, understands the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, upfront project pricing helps you know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I.com, and check it out, Angie.com. And welcome back, Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hi. When I was about 6 years old, I asked my mother, if we are the richest country in the world, why is it that the richest man in the world doesn't live in America? And she told me that our country does not allow the richest people in America to exploit the rest of us. And
that must have been a long time ago. That must have been before Reagan.
I was like around six years old. That's going back to around 1960.
Yeah, there you go.
And so, and I hear you saying all the time that it all started with Ronald Reagan. And so I said, okay, I'm going to look for that footprint. And so I went on the internet and looked up the 10 richest people in the world. I just put that in a search engine. Mm-hmm. And there are several videos that show just what happened. And there are also some charts. But one of them states that the first American in modern times to reach the top 10 was in 1988 after Ronald Reagan did his second tax cut.
Right.
And then there are some videos that you can click on, and it starts, most of them started around 1995, but it shows these graphs of all the rich people and how much money they made. And when you look at it, you see that when Republicans cut taxes on the rich, the rich get richer for about 2 or 3 years, and then their numbers start going down lower and lower and lower. And then, then when a Democratic president gets in there, all the rich get rich again, but that's because the Democratic presidents are taking care of the middle and poor people. And then those poor people run to the stores and buy the products from the rich people.
Right, so there's more consumerism.
There will.
Yeah.
Right. And so, but what's interesting about this, the most interesting thing about this, these graphs, is you see these things moving and flowing, and if you can imagine what tax policy was taking place at the time these people are getting rich and poor, and what was the Fed doing, you get kind of get a really good idea of what's going on in America. And in 2020, all of a sudden, all of the rich people just started rocketing. Think of Elon Musk, rocketing up to the top. And Elon Musk wasn't even on the top 10 until 2020, and he shoots all the way up to number one in 1 year. And if you go back and look at the research, and yeah, he was rich, but he wasn't anywhere near the top 10. Mm-hmm. But what happened in 2020? The Federal Reserve started quantitative easing and started pumping that $5 trillion into the pockets of rich people.
Oh, yeah.
And
buying stocks.
And all of a sudden.
Stocks and bonds, corporate stock
right.
and bonds.
Right. And so what happened with Elon Musk is he was somewhere around $25 billion prior to that, and then he went up to $200 and some odd billion
right.
in 1 year.
Yeah.
And when you look at this graph.
That was mostly the valuation of Tesla, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but it's they actually
which is also
was over $1 trillion worth. Yeah. But Elon Musk owned $200 billion of that.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla's $1 trillion, but it rockets when the Fed starts pumping the rich people all of this money.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you have all of these people living on the street and they can't even buy a hamburger.
Right. We're having debates about whether we should give tents to homeless people at the same time that we've got, you know, the people who are so rich that they're shooting themselves into outer space with their pocket change.
Yeah. And it's kind of an amazing thing. But it when you're looking at these videos, you should imagine what was happening with taxes, what was happening with the Federal Reserve and all of this stuff. And then you get a really good picture of what happened to America and why we don't live in that America that we used to live in when I was 6 years old.
Yep. It is, as Jimmy Carter told me on this program, America is now an oligarchy, you know, with unlimited political bribery. Verbatim quote there. Larry, thank you. Thank you for sharing that information. That's absolutely fascinating. Linda in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Congratulations on 20 years.
Thank you.
I am in Illinois, and I Googled because I was listening to that lady.
Jessica.
And there are trespassing laws in Illinois.
I thought so.
And they sound, yeah, there are. And they're not allowed to be on your property or anything. In fact, I found this to be a little funny, that it goes from a misdemeanor, it can go to a felony if you, like, drive a car or something onto crop property.
Hmm.
That it's even worse.
On
you know,
farm
because
property.
Then you would be like, right, because then you would be destroying somebody's living.
Right, you're damaging their property, yeah. Interesting.
Correct.
So do you have to post signs? I mean, you know, we used to own a couple hundred acres of forest in Vermont. We had to post it.
They do suggest posting signs, but you're not allowed to. I do know that we once talked to an attorney about air rights because we had neighbors putting stuff over on our property. And you do have air rights.
Interesting. So
you
Jessica
know,
needs to get a good lawyer. She needs to talk to an attorney,
right.
It sounds like to me. Linda, thank you very much. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. We'll be right back with your calls.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Let it slip, it comfort check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 6 a.m. this morning. Mixed precipitation possible at times today, otherwise cloudy skies. High of 36, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight, lows around 23. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. You have been hearing me talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy for years. I only recommend brands to my listeners that I believe in and I use, and I can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN doesn't log your online activity. Lots of your cheap or even free VPNs make their own money by selling your data to advertisers. But ExpressVPN doesn't do that. In fact, they developed a technology, Trusted Server, that makes their VPN servers incapable of storing any data at all. Secondly, ExpressVPN now uses Lightway, a new VPN protocol they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Some VPNs slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always blazing fast. Plus, it's easy to use. Just fire up the app and tap one button to connect. So protect yourself with the VPN I use and trust. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom today, and I can get you an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Dave in Stillicom, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom, and thank you for 20 great years. Hey, I think I've got an answer. In fact, he partially just answered Kino's question. Remember, Kino was asking about his concern about his young friend that was getting kind of bummed out and suicidal and all that. Well, okay, so I work for the Washington State University Cooperative Extension Service.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach classes here. Okay, Pierce County, just about every county across the country. I think Kino's down in Florida.
Yeah, he is. Lakeland.
Yeah. Okay, so Florida State University, Cooperative Extension Service, names might be a little bit different, but the basic idea. We promote community gardens. We have community gardens, okay? And we teach people urban agricultural skills, so you can grow your own food supply on minimal, you know, urban land, and you get good survival skills. And also, his young friend that's kind of bummed out and stuff at probably Florida State University. There is a, you know, like any campus, they'll have student groups of various types that he can connect with, his young friend can connect with.
Oh, yeah.
There's one great organization in Jackson, Mississippi called Cooperation Jackson. And it's mainly BIPOC, you know, folks of color, and they are working wonders down there, given their abilities, and you know, given their circumstances, I should say, and they are really doing a lot of good stuff in Jackson, Mississippi.
That's great.
There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dave. I'm hoping that Kino is listening. He generally is. So hopefully the message got through. Appreciate it. Kenny in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Kenny, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. I guess I just want to talk about how, like...
About what? I'm sorry?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I just missed a word there.
Oh, I just want to call and talk to you about, like I see what's going on with, like, the Biden student loan cancellation with the Supreme Court and all. And, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I'm a nerd, like most people listen to this show, I guess. And just,
Kenny, you know, can you put the microphone up near your mouth? Because I'm having a hard time understanding all your words. You know, this is why Joyce always asks every single caller not to put us on speakerphone. But if you are on speakerphone, you can just hold it up to your mouth.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you. So what is it you want to talk about, Kenny?
I just want to talk about how, like, this whole, like, Biden student loan cancellation going before Supreme Court and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like this whole, like, idea that, like, this Supreme Court has this, like, constitutional right given by the founders to determine what our Constitution is or isn't. It's just,
that's not,
like,
true, though. They're nowhere in the Constitution does it say that the Supreme Court has that power. The Supreme Court took that power out of themselves in 1803 in a case called Marbury versus Madison.
Yes, and it's just, and at the time when that happened, like, you know, many of the founders who are still alive were like, what are you doing?
Oh,
like,
Jefferson went nuts. He was president.
Yeah. Yes. And it's like, you know, I just see, like, how the media just, like, worships the Supreme Court and just, like, ooh, what does the Supreme Court have to say? And it's like, I think that Congress, which has the power to basically say, no, Supreme Court, you can't
That's correct.
Rule on this. I think that they need to start passing laws that basically say that to sort of kind of remind the Supreme Court, like, hey, yo, like, you are just an unelected body. Like, your job is not to determine what is or isn't in our Constitution, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I have been advocating this for years. I wrote a book about it called The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. I would like to see Congress regulate the Supreme Court. At the very least, you know, we need to expand the Supreme Court. I mean, it can be a two-edged knife, right? The movement to, it's called nullification, it's not jury nullification. A court stripping, actually, is the phrase that is typically used. And what it is when Congress says, we're passing this law and you, the Supreme Court, may not rule on this. Well, there was close to 100 pieces of legislation introduced during the Reagan administration during the 1980s that did just that, in almost all cases having to do with segregation. They were trying to overturn Brown versus Board of Education, or abortion. They were trying to overturn Roe v. Wade through Congress. None of them made it through. None of them made it into law. There have been a couple of laws that have been passed that have court stripping provisions, but they're generally not controversial laws, so it's never really been tested. But, you know, the upside is that Congress can assert its authority. The downside is, right now, Congress doesn't actually represent we the people, you know, in a truly representative way. You've got, you know, a Senate that is heavily tilted to the right. You've got, you know, Democrats in the Senate right now represent 41 million more people than do the Republicans. And millions of more people voted for Democrats for the House of Representatives last year than for Republicans. And yet, because of gerrymandering, you know, we've got a Republican majority. So there is a danger to it. But I do think that I know that the founders did not intend for us to have nine black-robed kings and queens of America. And that's what we've ended up with. And I'm with you, Kenny. It needs to change. Silvio in Massapequa, New York. Hey, Silvio, what's on your mind?
Okay, well, one of your prior callers touched upon the subject that I had. Okay. I was thinking about all these book bannings that are going on in Florida and elsewhere against the LGBTQ community and anything having to do with the abuses of slavery or discrimination and racism. Well, that's the beginning. And like your opening rant, that's only the start, because I think the next thing would be the banning of books like The Jungle and Grapes of Wrath, because they promote socialism, or a book like All Quiet on the Western Front, which has a pacifist theme.
Right. They've banned 1984.
Case in point.
Yeah. And, of course, Catcher in the Rye, you know, which is just about, you know, youthful angst, you know, kind of rage against the machine. It's got you know, obscene words in it constantly, but they're not even obscene. The main word that's in it is the GD word, you know.
Would you believe I read that in high school?
I did, too.
Catcher in the Rye?
I did, too. We had to read it in high school. It was like 9th or 10th grade. I can't say that I had to. It might have been that everybody was reading it, and I did, but I definitely read it in high school.
The Jungle I read in junior year social studies in high school.
Yeah, up to Grapes
of Wrath in my freshman year in college.
Yep.
And All Quiet on the Western Front was my sophomore year in college.
Wow.
I mean, so these books were being given to the so-called students that needed protection.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they're going to try to protect us from socialism and pacifism and all these other things.
Right.
Any otherism they don't care for.
Right, but they don't care about militarism.
Right.
And they don't care about racism.
No.
And they don't care about homophobia.
All right, one more thing, very briefly. Months ago I spoke to you. I said that when Putin started this war in the Ukraine, that he should remember the lesson of the Kronstadt Naval Base. And today I read something in the paper about incidents in Russia, attacks on facilities, bombings.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
they were too far away from the Ukrainian border to really say the Ukrainians did it. Well, if you remember the story of Kronstadt, the sailors there mutinied because they got fed up with the war.
Yep.
And they brought down the provisional government and let the communists in. Well, Putin refused to travel on an appointment or a speech site that he was going to. So maybe that's the inkling of the same thing, because that's how these things start.
I think that's just grow. Yeah, I think that's exactly it, Silvio. I don't know if you caught it, but yesterday Phil Itner and I were discussing this. It's like we had the Weather Underground in the 60s. I knew people in that group. One of them, in fact, went to prison for a lot of years, and they were blowing up buildings and stuff, and they killed a couple of people. It was always unintentional, the killings, but they were blowing up buildings in kind of this rage against the machine over the Vietnam War. I suspect the same thing is happening in Russia right now. I think that these attacks that Putin came out and blamed on Ukraine day before yesterday, where they blew up a plane and they this is within Russia. I think that he's starting to face a militant anti-war movement within his own country, and it's not going to end well. Silvio, thanks for the call. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi, Tom. I was calling. Earlier you mentioned George Soros, and I think that it's kind of important that when George Soros is brought up, that we also kind of mention his foundation, Open Society. I think that when George Soros is kind of bashed, it's just kind of people kind of tend to think, oh, it's just a wealthy donor to the Democrats who happen to be Jewish.
Right.
They don't do the same thing to Bloomberg or any others. And I think that Open Society and his foundation is a reason that they attack him. And I think it's important that people know that his foundation, Open Society, its purpose is to bring open societies to places that don't have it.
That's correct.
Open governments that are accountable to their people, i.e. democracy.
That's correct. That's why Hungary, that's why Orban hates him. And he paid for Orban to go to college.
Isn't that
ironic?
Yes, it is. It is.
I mean, he's originally Hungarian, George Soros. So.
Yes. But I think that, I think if we start to draw that, why is it that these people would be against someone that wants governments around the world to be open and accountable to their people? And I think if we start kind of turning that around and asking that question, then that might start, causing people to think.
Yep, I think
and
you're absolutely right.
And I would add from your previous caller that I also think that authoritarianism would be a word that I would add to that list.
Amen. Yep, absolutely. Although authoritarianism has lost a lot of its bite lately. It's like you've got people proudly, it's like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm a Christian nationalist. I'm like, what? I mean, that's what the Nazis were. And I got to run, but thank you for the call. That was a good one.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
47 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million-plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get that home project done right. We recently sprung a leak on our roof. The free Angie mobile app came to our rescue. Now it's being fixed. Angie gets the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, they have upfront project pricing, so you'll know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The last hours of ancient sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. It's coming up on 9 minutes before the hour, or 8 minutes before the hour. Lawrence in Berkeley, California. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I want to give you two facts about socialism and go on from there.
Okay.
First of all, I just discovered on, a website that 65% of Democrats have a favorable opinion about socialism. And since your socialists are more progressive than most, it's probably a much higher percentage of the people talking here.
Depends on how you define the term. I mean, if you're using the old Soviet term, no. If you're using term, yes.
The Soviets were not socialists.
I know. They were fascists, actually. They were communists. You know, they called themselves communists, but they didn't even practice what Karl Marx was preaching.
State capitalists.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, somebody in the first hour brought up Upton Sinclair.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to being slaughtered by the newsreels, Franklin Delano Roosevelt did not endorse Upton Sinclair, and neither did all the higher Democrats in California following FDR.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that Upton Sinclair was a real socialist. He supported workers' co-ops, and his base were neighborhood workers' co-ops, where when nobody had a job and there was no New Deal, workers in neighborhoods would get together and help each other.
Right.
And, he supported, for example, of the WPA, the Works Progress Administration, to be run by, you know, Democratic workers' co-ops rather than the state. Mm-hmm. FDR, on the other hand, was a social democrat, which meant that he still wanted the main part of the country to be run by the big capitalists, and therefore he did not support Upton Sinclair.
Right.
The thing is that the real socialism from the very beginning is that workers, working people, control the economy. And that can only be done through workers' co-ops.
Yep.
And somebody else mentioned Jackson, Mississippi.
I did.
Where you have all of these gardening collectives. Well, I used to do that in Berkeley, mm-hmm. And set up a lot of those.
Yeah, community gardens.
That is also real socialism because it's the people who are on the ground that are running things.
Yep.
So that's basically what I wanted to say. Considering that all those Democrats that call your show are in favor of socialism, we really need to have an extensive conversation about what we mean by that.
I'm with you, Lawrence. And that's a conversation that Richard Wolff and I had for a number of years and others as well. But I understand your distinctions and I agree. It's well said. Lawrence, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Charles in Centerville, Illinois. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Hey, I know you know this. This is a true fact, but
I understand your distinctions, and I agree. Charles, you can't. You have to turn off your TV or radio before you call in, or when you call in. Steve in Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. This has got to do with Social Security, and I have not heard any politician respond to me about this. But mm-hmm. back in 1983, when they decided to tax Social Security, it was $25,000, which wasn't too bad, right?
Right.
But today, $25,000 is almost nothing, and it's still $25,000. There's been no adjustments for inflation or anything.
What's the $25,000 you're talking about, Steve?
No, if you collect Social Security and you collect over and you make over $25,000, you're subject to 50% tax. If you make more than $34,000, it's 85%.
Don't know what you're talking about. This does not make any sense, Steve.
Okay.
Are you talking about FICA tax, or are you talking about what you get when you retire, or are you talking?
Yeah, retirement, Social Security.
So you're talking about when 1983, when Ronald Reagan first put an income tax on Social Security, that originally it was only on the first, or it was only on above 25,000. Is that what you're saying, or?
You make $25,000.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, Steve. You may well be absolutely right and talking about something that I don't get. And my apologies if that's the case. But you know, when Social Security started, you paid no income tax on the on the money that you got from Social Security when you retired. Now that changed in '83. Reagan made Social Security income taxable. We'll be right back with more of Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, "My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors." Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose, made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman.
But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.